everybody, this is Ian Along. This is Tag Along with me, Ian Along. That's me. And right now, as always, I'm on the road right now. And from time to time, you will see some, you will hear, or you will hear background noises, as most of the podcast that I'm doing is often on the road, more often than not. Because I have mentioned this again and again, that that my thoughts are better alone, and usually my best thoughts are while driving. My best, one of the best reflections I had is while driving, and of course, exception to the rule is that when I'm doing some studies or submitting a project. And this is why I'm a very terrible graduate student. And as I reflect upon my life, most of the parts that molded me is what you call the purity culture. What molded my youth life is what you call purity culture. So what is this purity culture all about? When you say purity culture, in a nutshell, this is a call to for young men and young women, especially those who are not yet married, who have never been married, pure. And their guiding force is 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That is the King James Bible or King James Version of the Bible, 1 Timothy 4:12. Now, the thing about purity culture is that they say that everything is about not getting married, not having sex, or striving for abstinence, sexual abstinence, while you're not yet married. Like a dedicated act, like two of you will go to abstinence. Now, this in itself, although some people are... I'm not into that. Some people are into trying to say that not into abstinence per se. You experiment, you try. I am not into those things. I'm not into that kind of risk. As I talk about it in this episode, I will try to explain it to you. Not really direct, but in a more of an expounded way rather than direct, although eventually you will see to it. I can also be a very direct person, but at this point I opted to expound it. But that's so much for that, so much for my words. That's basically it. And also this encompass also like dressing modestly, and not, for example, even in the beach or in a swimming party or swimming event, you cannot wear a two-piece swimsuit. And in fact, if you have one-piece swimsuit, it's not yet okay. You need to wear a t-shirt. Although in the church that I grew up in. Although I'm still affiliated with that church, and they still wear t-shirt and short, and the temptation is and to avoid temptation at all costs of not having sex until you get married. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am not against intentions, or I'm not against one's goal in subjecting himself to abstinence. If the person is for sexual abstinence, or if a couple is on sexual abstinence and they will wait until marriage in order to have it, then that is their choice, and people should not question it. Now, what this beauty culture is what is the byproduct of the result of what it indirectly teaches every Christian youth out there. As you can see, we are not against purity. We are not against purity, but also, ladies and gentlemen, life happens. There are some guys out there who didn't live a very good life, who didn't live a good family life, or do not have a role, father figure, mother figure. But you know what? The problem with this is that you cannot, once that person grew old and became an adult, hindi na po siya, hindi niya po pwedeng gamiting excuse yun. It doesn't become an excuse. In this society, we need to be responsible, we need to be accountable, and especially when we're adults, everything that we do with both our hands, figuratively or literally, is our fault. So that's how it works in our society. And this is what and beauty culture doesn't prepare a youth for that life situation. For example, they say, oh, rape is an exception. If people got abused as a child, if a person got abused as a child or even as an adult, he or she was raped. Yes, male rape occurred. Oh, by the way, also, domestic abuse in which the female is an abuser does happen. And people should realize that. But that is another story. But that's another story. As I tag you along, while I'm driving. And the problem with this is that this type of culture, indirectly teaches people not to be. Indirectly not teach people about life itself. As you can see, every guy, I'm not referring to guys or women who are really into playing the game stuff. I'm referring to guys who really want a serious relationship, and also men and women who really want a serious relationship. Those relationships where you talk about this, you talk about being responsible and accountable and stuff like that. I'm referring to those people. But if you are you still want to play that game and you want to experiment, go ahead. I'm not referring to you. But there are people out there who wants to have a serious relationship, and unfortunately life happens and it was not given to them. Trace all the mistakes of that person all you want. Trace all that, especially on men, that if a relationship doesn't work out, it will be blamed to them again and again and again. And when they cannot blame the man itself, all we do is silence. And the thing is, that is the indirect effect of purity culture. We do not teach the youngsters, life itself, that there are times, I'm not saying to the married couples to just dump your wife or dump your husband just because. No. Marriage is commitment. It takes work. It takes commitment. And serious, it takes work. It takes commitment. It takes a responsible person to handle it. To handle it. Actually, there are... You see, that this is where I'm heading. This is also the thing. There are some responsible guys out there, or some responsible ladies out there, whose intent is just for the family, and yet he or she ended up being left by his wife or by her husband. Because life happens. It doesn't... there's no guarantee. This beauty culture, since it is not that, it's indirectly not teaching them life. They're teaching kids, or they're teaching you to be unforgiving with themselves when they committed mistakes. Oh, I'm not talking about abuse. For example, if a person is a pedophile, or a child molester, whoa, that is a scary... That is a criminal case that the person needs to be listed. Needs to be listed or needs to be taken into custody. And if the custody, he or she needs to undergo such a... to accept that anything that the law provided. I was not referring to that. I'm just talking to mistakes that even good people does. Like for example, I will not list them down. Because if I list it down, I might have the tendency na kalimutan yung ibang hindi magandang ugali. Let's face it, we have imperfections and life happens. Even the best people, I know a person who's very organized. And in fact, our youth coordinator then gave a comparison to both of us. And then, who's more mature, this guy or me? Who is more mature, this guy or this guy? The other guy is me. And then, I was one of those two in option. And then the youth coordinator said, well, that person, and that is not me, by the way, is the more mature one, because he stated the reason. And it's such a... it's an unpleasant... call it hugot, whatever you wanted to. Call it hugot and be dismissive. But it gives some sort of a trauma on me on that. Sort of a trauma on me regarding that. Now, years later, life happened. He just saw himself left by his wife and kid. Did that person did something wrong? Yes, then definitely we will trace that to the person one way or the other. Lalo na pag lalaki, hahanapin talaga nila kung saan may mali. Doon sa lalaki, ito lalaki lang. Pag wala silang mahanap, sasabihin ng tanga yung lalaki. O, mali pa rin yun. So parang, even 2021 na, ganun pa rin ang ginagawa natin, ano? Ang lahat ng blame sa lalaki, no? 2021 na. O sige, ayan ha, kaya, tawagin nyo ng hugot sa gusto ninyo, pero kasi, the effect of such beauty culture trumps down hugot statements. And yun nga, life happens. That's not generally, that guy is a very organized guy. Generally, that person is, should I say, good, to the point that after being in the ministry for so long, that he totally, he somehow ignored, not really ignore, I'm finding the right words, but to the point that after leaving the full-time ministry, he eventually returned to his to the program he studied, and then he eventually passed the board exam. So this is the man with a plan. This is a man who had his life thought out by detail. And then you will, and people will say, well, that's because blah 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 blah. You see, that reasoning itself is what life is. People commit mistakes, and sometimes it just explodes in your face. And when that happens, that person, that kind of person, needed a forgiving environment. Yes, people will not show it, especially sa panahon ngayon na bad vibes, na hindi natin gusto ang bad vibes ngayon. Some people, na gusto natin puro good vibes, we just wanted all good vibes. We need forgiving people. We need resilience. And of course, hey, you should not blame us. People will say, hey, you should not blame us. That person should be self-forgiving. Now, ladies and gentlemen, self-forgiveness, a community has a role in inculcating self-forgiveness to the person. Even what you call theory of planned behavior, perceptions, these three, or theory of planned behavior, these three dictates intention. Isaac Ajan's theory of planned behavior back in the 90s. Although don't pick me on that. Although the last time I recall it was back in the 90s or 1991. Just help me sort that out. But one thing's for sure, it was made by Isaac Ajan. And but duty of planned behavior, and the community had a role in changing that perception. The community had a role in making that person be exposed on the culture of resilience and being forgiving. And purity culture is taking that away from a Christian youth. Yes, we try to understand. Yes, people in the purity culture will try to understand rape victims. People in the rape culture, in the purity culture, will try to understand victims of sexual abuse, and they must rightfully so. But sometimes that understanding, quote unquote, is actually not understanding. It's more of pity. It's more of pity. These victims do not need your pity. They need your understanding. Even if they, and go ahead, throw them out by saying, throw them out figuratively by saying, that life doesn't work that way, you should be strong, blah blah blah. Alright. But does it, so that means, so what's the point in going to your community, to your church, if you will just give them that kind of talk? Hindi, wag na lang sila pumunta sa church pag ganun ang ginawa ninyong banat. Eh kasi yung banat na yan, quote-unquote, sa labas yan. It's outside the ecclesiastical community. So, I'm not teaching you guys to cushion them, to question them from such a, from light itself. All I'm saying is, they needed the support. If they committed something wrong and they are willing to change their ways, they needed that support. And forgiveness and resiliency will play that part. And purity culture, in purity culture, didn't teach you that. Like I mentioned, life happens. Like I mentioned, like if you notice in this podcast episode, I have mentioned again and again, life happens. What I'm saying is another byproduct of purity culture is you need to stick to that relationship again and again. You need to stick. For example, if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that must be on the marriage altar, or that your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend should be the one who you will marry. He or she should be your last. Of course, they will use another terminology for this, but that is how it was. That is how it was. That is the implication of it. And the problem with that is, again, life happens. This is the very reason why when somebody asks you, is she the one? Siya na ba talaga? Diba? Bakit? Diyos ka ba? Are you an omniscient being to know that, to know the future? If you will pull in the seeds of doubt to that person, yes, sige, gamitin mo yan out of concern. Pero kung talagang concern ka sa tao na yon, kung meron kang hindi napapansin na maganda sa tao na yon, then sabihin mo, not give him a seed of doubt. Sabihin mo why. At tinamaan ka ng purity culture dyan. Diba? Oh. So call me a person of hugot and maraming angst and all. Kasi ganun naman tayo eh, diba? This positivity culture is also has the same effect as a purity culture. And they say that you should be the one who should be forgiving. Correct. Totoo naman yun. But at the end, the community, lalo na kung yung tao naman ay trying to bounce back, remember, especially pag teenager pa lang, sinuspend mo sa binigyan mo ng disciplinary, indefinite disciplinary action. Indefinite disciplinary, halimbawa, yung mga ganun eh, no? Hindi nag-work out ng relationship. Indefinite disciplinary action. Ilang taon yung lalaki? Ilang taon yung lalaki? O sige, sabihin na natin 18. But my, college student ka, estudyante pa lang yan. In the Filipino setting, estudyante pa lang yan. Estudyante pa lang yan. Tapos, sa inyo pa makakaranas ng ganyan. How dare you? Diba parang, ang laki ng mga ano nun. Eh dapat pinaliwanag niya yun eh kung bakit. The very purity culture is the very reason why the very purity culture made young people that way. Pero bakit may mga ibang young people naka-survive sa purity culture and they live quote-unquote normal life? Or parang hindi sila apektado. Alam nyo, people who are not, were not affected by an institution that practices beauty culture, is that part of the institution to begin with? Nandun lang sila, pero wala silang pakialam. Nandun sila, but they are not part of you. Emotionally. Kasi if they are part of the church that is having a beauty culture, apektado sila nun. One way or the other, you will see these parents have a very sad moment pag naghiwalay sila ng boyfriend, which is normal lang naman. Or girlfriend, which is normal lang naman. Pero kung nasa isip mo, eh, parang katapusan na ng mundo, hindi po. Life happens. And we need to get over it and we need to move forward. Because life happens. Oh, when they say life happens, it means you, community, forgive. Utang na loob. Nakala ninyo ka, minsan parang ano ba yun. Pero I am as passionate as I am. It is because we human beings commit mistakes again and again. Even if you wanted to strive, even if you want to be a better person, you will commit the same mistake again and again, even if you don't, simply because human as we are. I'm not excusing, I'm not putting this as an excuse. I'm just saying this as a reality of life. If we baka feeling yung nagsasanga-sanga ito, in a way, parang nagsasanga-sanga, but at the end, beauty culture is somewhat to be blamed on this. Sa ibang bansa pa nga, in other countries, beauty culture is contributed on victim blaming, on the culture of a church that's victim blaming. I know a church like that na talagang binilim nila yung babae. I know a church like that na binilim nila yung babae kasi yung babae daw ganyan dito. But the truth is partly correct. Siguro ganun nga talaga. But partly correct. But again, it takes two to tango. Yung scenario na yan, it takes two to tango, ladies and gentlemen, let us not victim blame somebody, no? In other countries and even in the Philippines, influenced by those people in other countries, have oriented people in such a beauty culture that they blame the woman's sexuality. Alam nyo, guys, I'm not being modern about this, but biology will teach you that there is really some women who have very smooth skin. There are some women who have pimples. There are women who have smooth skin. There are women who have curves. There are women who are really have that curvaceous body. So sama din sabi, mayroon talagang babaeng sexy na kapag ka nadamitan mo yan, talagang lalabas at lalabas yung hugis ng katawan niya. And mind you guys, talagang sexy. Now what I'm saying here is that some women, ganun talaga ang physiology, but it's not their fault. Di nila kasalanan yon. So church guys, yung mga church dyan, mga nasa town church dyan, hindi nila kasalanan yon. I'm not attacking or persecuting the church. I'm just trying to remind you guys that it's not their fault when something happened to them and something wrong happened to them, because not even the stupidest person in the world would want to be abused. not even the stupidest person or the most naive lady in the world will want themselves to be abused by somebody. And purity culture didn't teach you that. Yes, purity culture will indirectly teach you how to pity those people, these people. They don't teach you pity. Yes, pity sometimes is a good springboard for forgiveness and understanding. But more often than not, these people, they do not need your pity. They need your understanding. And so on with the guys. Kasalanan ba ng, sabi nga ng isang kakilala ko, kasalanan ko ba, pogi ako? Can you blame me for being handsome? Funny, but sometimes true. And purity culture didn't teach you that. Beauty culture didn't teach you that. What? They teach you modesty. Kasi sa babae, yan nga yung modesty. Yung papalutan mo yung sarili mo. Pero sa lalaki, you should be humble looking, meek looking. Lalo sa Pilipino, lalo sa Pilipinas. Lang yan, pagka nasa sasakin ka nga lang, tumindig ka nga lang ng maayos, mayabang ka na eh. Unless, ladies and gentlemen, unless if that person had good allies inside the church, had good allies inside that community, marami siyang naging ka-vibes, diba? Pero paano naman yung walang naging ka-vibes? Again, life happens. May mga taong mababait pero walang konti lang kaibigan. Meron mababait, maraming kaibigan, pero meron mababait, we're not destined to have good, many friends. You know why? Because life happens. I'm not being pessimistic here, ladies and gentlemen. Life just happens. And when life happens, we, as believers, or people posing as Christians, should be the very first to have an open arms to them. Na kapag may nangyari sa kanila, ayaw mo na, bawi ka na lang, di ba? Hindi mo kinonsente, di ba? Hindi mo kinonsente, pero inunawa mo. Pero inunawa mo, all because now, ladies and gentlemen, let's be forgiving. Okay? And let's be forgiving and resilient. Now, how about consequence? Well, you know, life gives you consequence, diba? Life gives you consequence. When life happens, it gives you consequence. Some of the things that you have done, it will give you consequence because that's life. Now, when life happens, you must be there. Or, okay, baka naman imposing. You must, wala talaga eh. If you are a better person, and if you're part of the community, posing yourself as a group that has love, compassion, and forgiveness, yes, discipline is also one of them, then you should have the compassionate heart on people like them. And purity culture didn't teach you that. What beauty culture teach you is that your boyfriend, your first boyfriend, or your first girlfriend should be your last. Eh, paano nga pag it didn't work out? What if it didn't work out? What if it didn't work out? You know, life happens, diba? Paano kung hindi yun nag-work out? Ha? So, kasalanan yung ano? Yes, kasalanan nga, no? Pero, doesn't work that way. Life, Sorry for that. Life doesn't work that way. Even if you are the best person, the nicest person, the best person a mother or a parent will have, but still, life will happen. That person will still end up in an abusive relationship. Nangyayari yun. Napunta siya, napupunta sa mga abusive na tao. Nangyayari yun. Mabait na tao, nangyayari na mabait kang tao pero iiwan ka ng girlfriend mo. Nangyayari yan. Then, forgive me, hope you don't get it wrong. Kasi, lalaki kasi ako, so, yun ang unang papasok, di ba? Pero, babae ka, napakabait mo, napakamatulungin mo. I know somebody na talagang mabait siya, kind-hearted, generous, tapos mabait din ang magulang, tapos mabait din yung magulang ng lalaki. Go ahead, trace it all you want. Yes, maite-trace nyo kasi nga pares imperfect yan din na eh. Again, purity culture didn't teach you that. Diba? It will factor in, pero ang problema nga kasi we tend to factor in. Yo, sige, nandun na nga tayo, we tend to factor in. Pero, life happened. Nagka third party si guy, hindi na work out. Ilang taon din sila, it didn't work out. Mabait, salbahe ba si guy? Generally speaking, no. Mabait ba si girl? Yes. O si guy? Yes, you know, yes, mabait din naman si guy. Kaya lang, life happens. And when that happened, so, you will judge the guy. Halimbawa, nangyari to sa isang Christian setting, you will immediately judge the guy. That's how purity culture teaches. Indirectly. So, i-judge you siya si girl because nagkaroon siya ng... Kasi sa Pilipinas, I don't know other girls, sa Pilipinas kasi, biniblame masyado ang lalaki. Biniblame masyado ang lalaki sa lahat ng mga breakups. Yan ang realidad. Again, like, that's life, diba? That's life in the Philippines. I don't know other countries. Because life happens. Life happens. And purity culture doesn't prepare you for that. Yes, purity culture initially prepare you to have that goal not to just succumb to any sexual advances or not to give in to sexual urges that quick. Well, that is good. That is noble. Diba? That is noble. That is good. But again, life happens. Life happens. I'm telling you, I know this person very organized. Like I mentioned early on, this person, I were given a comparison, and I told you that person was pointed out as more mature than I am, and he is. He has figured things out at that age, in our 20s. He had figured out what to do, the money, the discounting, etc., etc. Like a responsible, typical responsible Filipino guy. But his wife left him. Go ahead. Blame the girl all you want. But life happens. You will say it is unfair. You will say it is unfair for the guy simply because he's your friend. But if you're on the other side of the fence, you will blame him. And that's how purity culture did. You don't teach forgiveness, resilience, all because in the name of purity. Which is a noble goal actually. But being a virgin doesn't guarantee being a virgin, being married a virgin as a woman, doesn't guarantee that you will have the responsible husband you're looking for. Yes, I understand the nobility of your intention, but it doesn't follow. Even for the guys who wanted not to give in to temptation felt that they would be rewarded with a very beautiful person, very beautiful woman that they will eventually marry. And do you think that will happen simply because of abstinence? You see, that's what beauty culture is trying to imply, that it becomes a reward system, when in reality, yes, it's good. If you can work it out, yes. And if you work it out, praise be to God for it. But you work it out because the scripture said so, not because you wanted a reward. Feel the frustration inside you. Simply, you feel the frustration inside you simply because you feel that it is a guarantee that having a relation, marrying, being a virgin or being a virgin, not having a sexual abstinence before marriage, and then eventually landing you to the altar, will guarantee you that this will be a good marriage. You see, life happens. In married life, there are other things that will factor in. You need to pay the bills. Makukuha pa ng virginity. You need to take care of your kids. Makukuha pa ng virginity. You need to get along with your partner. And virginity will not do that to you. Actually, may mga iba nga, ginamit nila ang kanilang virginity for their self-righteous, for their self-righteous mindset. Kaya tuloy, hindi sila forgiving na father. Hindi sila forgiving na mother. Kasi sila, nag-asawa sila na may abstinence. Kaya anak nila, pag nangyari yun, di ba? Kapag nangyari yun, parang hindi nila matanggap. Man, in this life, what you need, what you need more than physical purity, forgiveness. Because people will commit mistakes again and again, especially young people, most especially young people. They need guidance, yes, they need to be corrected, yes, but while doing that, they also need forgiveness. They also need, you guys need to move on as well. Especially if their actions are just as reckless as as the act is not criminal. Actually, to the point that even if the act is criminal, because there are certain acts of crime that you can pass off. Like, for example, drunk driving and he damaged your car. Mga iba dyan, may mga magulang anak, may mga magulang anak nila, may sasakit din, no? O, nabanggayot yung anak mo dahil driving under influence, di ba? Ano na yan, ha? That's out of topic na yan. Pero the thing is, they need forgiveness. Sinuko ni babae ang bataan. Ika nga, diba? Sinuko ni babae ang bataan. Dapat nandun kayo. You need to be there. Na, halimbawa, nung sinuko niya yun, yung pala loko yung lalaki. You need to be there for them. Parents and also the community. If they said that she left me, or I left the relationship. Eh, yun, minsan may mga kabataan magsishare sa inyo, I left the relationship. Hindi nila mabanggit kung bakit, pero wala namang ginawang masama talaga na matindi. Hindi lang nila mabanggit. Anong gagawin mo? Sususpendihin mo dahil, ano, sususpendihin mo? Tukmol ka pala eh. What that person need is forgiveness. Yes, sa part niya, kahit sa part niya, he needs to feel that he should be forgiving to himself first. Pero it will be a challenge if yung community hindi ganun. Especially in interdependent culture like in the Philippines. Sa States, pwede yun na, oh, sige, bahala kayo, diba? Ganun ang style dun eh. To each his own, eh, diba? Pero dito sa Pilipinas, biglang papasok si kultura all of a sudden. What that person needs is forgiveness. Resilience. Yes, manggagaling sa kanya yon. True. Pero pag yung community, hindi nang galing, wala man lang ginawang paraan for that, then I assure you, naging church pa kayo kung ganyan din lang. Again, beauty culture doesn't teach you that. Beauty culture doesn't teach you that even if you abstain from sex, there are also other things that will factor in. Your personality is one of them. Diba? But putting much emphasis on this purity, physical purity, deprives the youth of a chance to bounce back from his or her mistake. May mga tao na kahit 5 taon na nakakaraan yung nagawa nila, pero because it involves premarital sex, babalikan sila nung sarili nilang ginawa. In one church I know, there's this person who tried to bounce back from his business, and he did, and 5 years later, he's about to get married. In that church, traditionally, those youth na nag-serve sa Panginoon ng matagal, they are given what you call parang tribute. Hindi siya binigyan. Yes, you will argue with me this time that these are all man-made traditions. But you pointed it out anyway. Pag hindi mo sa church niya, pag hindi mo binigyan ng ganung klaseng tradisyon, may mga question mark kasi may ginawa siya. So, binalikan mo. Nasa resilience mo? As an institution, as a community, nasa resilience mo? Again, purity culture didn't teach that. No way. No. Now, ladies and gentlemen, passionate as I am, what our youngsters need, especially in this generation, is forgiveness. Forgiveness and resiliency. That if ever they did something wrong, out of their youthfulness, they have something to bounce back on. Sana kayo yun. Sana kayo yun. Sana, I hope that is your community. This is Ian Along, and thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along.